hearings for each zoning change application submitted before the Planning Commission staff. At this time, the following documents will be officially entered as evidence. Exhibit A, Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps. Exhibit B, staff reports for each case. Exhibit C, staff files including all relative information for each case. Exhibit D, or the audio files to be heard today. The hearings will proceed as follows. A staff report will be read for each case and presented for the County Commission. If you wish to address the County Commission, please complete a sign-up sheet at the front of the room. Hand in the completed sheet and state your name before speaking. All comments and questions must be directed at the County Commission and not to anyone in the audience. The public comment session for each case will be concluded once all input has been heard. At that point, the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. After your order, you can leave. Thank you. All right, so first order number 06-16-2025-01. Whereas on June 9th, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approving to the County Commission the amendments to the zoning district map to rezone one parcel from R1 single family residential district, R1 single family residential district to C1 neighborhood commercial district. Parcel number is 18-1.0-02-004-011-002.001. Property is located at 621 State Highway 165, Branson, Missouri. We'll let you know the vote was unanimous with 8 out of the 9 commissioners present for that vote. Per the assessor's information, we're really trying to work real hard on not zoning very large parcels along roadway and give them a lot of uses. So we've asked these applicants to come back and rezone around these signs in a smaller footprint. So this footprint itself is 56 feet by 16. And when I get to the map here, I'll give you a little better idea what I'm talking about.
Sure. Appreciate that.
Okay. Big scheme of things. This is pretty much in the city of Branson. You see Green Mountain Drive, 165. This little blue is the area we're talking about, the sign area. Get a little closer. Here's the little intersection of Green Mountain, 165, that gas station. Caulfield Country is right down here. It's been there forever. Once again, we're speaking about this sign right here. A little closer. So as you can see, the gray is city limits of Branson. So this is surrounded pretty much on every side by the city of Branson. But this little parcel right here is actually in the county. And that is the footprint of that sign we're speaking of. There's a picture of it. So when I was first asked about this sign, I met with the owners and they want to upgrade it and bring it into compliance with new regs. So we recommended let's get it into the proper zoning to make everything, you know, the way it should be moving forward. This is the other side of it. This is a little bit with what they're wanting to do. And with that, I'll turn it over to the applicant to get up and come speak about it.
Yep. Please, you can step up there and then please state your name and address, sir.
Yep. James Daly, 159 Industrial Park Drive, Halls, Missouri, 65672. So if we're able to get it into compliance or rezoned, we'd like to bring it into compliance. I mean, that would be removing some of the smaller faces because you're only have one face per side and also bringing it within regulations as far as the overall dimensions for the sign.
Okay.
Our ultimate goal would be to eventually convert it down the road into a digital display there, but also we want it to be fully compliant and in compliance.
Okay.
So would the sign then be smaller?
Yes. The maximum dimensions you can do would be a 20 by 40 per side, 800 square foot per side. We would be going smaller than that. That would be the maximum that it could be.
Is that what our current sign, do we have size?
We don't have height requirements. We do have the size of the sign requirement.
We do have restrictions?
Yes, we do. It's maximum length is 72 feet with a height of 30 feet on all roadways, and there is no above grade height restriction. There's also some offsets and distances.
Right. Can you go back to that picture? You said, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to figure out.
This one?
No, the one that had the dimensions. It's 20 by 40. I don't have. Are you wanting to remove the other signs in that, or are you just doing that?
We're wanting just to take the steps in order to be able to be eligible to make modifications to the sign. So this is recommended that we first go take the first step in rezoning, and then we can apply then later on for permits to make modifications to the sign.
Is that something new?
To rezone to, I want to bring them in compliance. I mean, it's an R1. It really needs to be a commercial use.
I don't have a problem with rezoning. I'm just asking about
the sign regulations.
The sign regulations.
No, it's nothing new. Okay. Once you bring it into compliance, now it's got to conform with what the present zoning is. Like if you didn't touch those bottom two and just wanted to reface them, it would keep that out of the regs. But if you're going to start removing stuff and putting stuff back, you got to start meeting the new specs, codes.
Do you guys have an opinion on that?
As far as the reg side of it, or yeah. I think as long as it meets setback and requirements, I don't know where we would have any. I don't have any concerns with them as long as we have the proper zoning for the areas.
Yeah, I think it needs to be zoned properly.
Yeah, the proper zoning, but as far as regulations going out there measuring signs, I don't know that that's anything that.
When he gets to that point of the project, I'll have him submit sign build application. We'll kind of look it over and make sure it's meeting regs and how it looks.
I guess my question to you would be, are you wanting to remove those small signs, or are you just doing that to be in compliance?
We were doing that to be in compliance.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know
if that's necessary. Yeah, I think ours is just the rezone hearing.
And then can we deal with the compliance issue later?
Yeah.
Or as far as what is in compliance?
Or you could put it as a stipulation on the rezone that you would allow it. Okay. Or a right of, because it's existing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Figure out how you want to say that?
Well, probably just need to go on to the next. Anybody else for or against?
Yeah. Okay. Was there any other questions for the applicant at this time? Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, does it make sense what we're asking?
Yeah, and I guess the process that I thought that we were on, is getting it rezoned, mm-hmm. right? So then we're eligible then to make modifications, and we'll submit a permit and then come.
You'll still be able to do that.
Okay.
We're trying to make it even easier, though.
Okay.
I think what you're hearing from the commission is we don't think you should have to take down an existing sign if you want to leave the bottom ones down there.
Okay. Just to get in to
just
to
get
compliance.
In compliance. Okay. We're trying to help you, not.
Okay. Perfect.
Because I don't think there's any reason for you to remove something that's existing that's been there for
ever. Yeah.
Okay. Well, at this time, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak in favor or in opposition to the proposed rezone that we have in front of us? Okay. Hearing none. Anything? Any other questions for the applicant before I close the public hearing? No. Okay. At this time, I'll close the public hearing, and we'll go to a vote then.
Mr. Stice, are you saying that you would like something in the motion to state that?
I would like to hear that we've grandfathered it, or however you want to state that the existing signage is
the structure of the sign.
Yeah.
Even with modifications?
Yep.
Okay.
So move to approve order number 0616-2025-01, changing the parcel from R1 to C1 and allowing sign to be grandfathered in with current structure and
layout
and modifications as approved by a planning and zoning director or administrator.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Yeah, don't just start tearing stuff down. I talked to Cody first.
Okay.
Yep.
Good deal. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. All right. This time we'll move on to our next order.
Was that another one of the city limits that just right to the north of it?
Yeah, some are in, some are out. It's kind of strange in that area. How it got there is hard to understand. Okay, your next one. Order number 06-16-2025-02. Whereas on June 9, 2025, the Taney County Planning Commission recommends approving to the Taney County Commission an amendment to rezone the district map from R1 single family residential to C1 neighborhood commercial district for David and Cynthia Farnham, parcel number 17-2.0-03-000-000-015.001B, located at 1140 East State Highway 76, Branson, Missouri. Once again, 8 out of the 9 planning board members voted that were there. It was a unanimous vote for approval. Once again, according to the assessor, this lot is 21 by 15. So this is on Mount Branson. Let me kind of give you an idea. So this is prime time. This is the old Quick Mart prime time. I think the car lot's right here. So the sign is this little blue spot on this parcel here. Get you in a little closer. Dive in a little deeper. It's right there on that turn. There's a car lot right across the street. I think you guys probably drove by it many a time. Probably didn't notice it, but you'll notice it here in a second. So presently, when everything was rezoned, I think it was maybe missed as a commercial use for that. This was already carved out, and it was just printed as an R1. So when it got blown over in a storm, I asked him to bring it back into compliance with the zoning it should have for a sign. So there it was before it got knocked down. And here it is on Google. I don't have a picture of it down, but this has all been knocked down now. So he's just wanting to put it back up, but I asked him to get it into compliance on the zoning once again. So with that, I'll turn it over to the applicant and have him come up.
Okay. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Your name and address, please.
Dave Farnham, 5367 Highway 14, Omaha, Arkansas.
Can you go back to Beacon? Or do you have pull up?
You want Beacon or
Beacon? Click the property surrounding it.
Zoning or?
No, I just want to know who.
Rewind you
down. Yep.
Okay. He's the owner. Are you talking about? Yes, he owns the parcel. Here.
That's what I thought. I was making sure.
Is there any questions for the applicant?
I guess similar. Are you wanting to just go back with the same thing, or you want to go bigger, smaller?
I just plan to put it with the same size.
Same size?
I've always had mixed emotions on it, like, you know, to go put, instead of two signs, four signs, you know, just same size as far as the width, but just go get four signs on there.
Sure.
Sure.
But I told, Cody that